Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is the beginning of the third hour of Parker Pathways on RBN, and we're glad to be here, and we're glad you're here. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And it's March 26, 2017, and we want to finish out some information that may be helpful, you know, for you concerning foods and the faucet of the water, and then we'll get into what we're trying to aim for leading up into our third hour of medicine and artificial intelligence. But the thing is that I was very impressed on the food in Las Vegas food show in terms of where they talking with creams. There's a Minerva Dairy Amish roll butter. They have a very small farm, and in northeastern Ohio, it's about 50 cows. They've had the same strain of the cow that's coming in to the dairy butters, and Nerva Dairy has been using this milk to make its Amish roll butter in these small batch churns, and they have that same. It's like making wine, you see, because they have kept that, just like it's making wine. It's totally a brilliant concept, and they founded the dairy in 1894, and it's run by a brother and sister operation, and they're distributed throughout the world. The Minerva Dairy products are distributed even in Texas, and which I am very impressed about. And then there was something that is a technique that's supposedly because of the contamination of the sea, of which has become unedible. Most food from the sea has become unedible. Yeah, there's, which is, you know, here I'm talking about wheelchairs on boats to be, you know, be specially engineered to handle wheelchairs so that you can fish. But the way this is working working out is pasteurizing crab. Now I like this idea because it maintains the flavor, but the pasteurization concept is very important. You can place it in soil today because the soil is becoming sterile on our earth, and by that's a separate subject I was going to get into as to how to treat it into a treatment of actually microwaving the soil and then adding certain additives, organic soil and peat moss. But this is very this is very similar for food for crab. And this is, it's called Miller Select. And crab, it's at sales at seafarfoods.com. And just see how that fits with your particular formation lifestyle. And there was something that I had a side note in chemistry that really impressed me as well. It had to do with molasses. And because I'm very high on molasses, I have felt that molasses, particularly organic blackstrap, is very good for the antibiotic system of the body. And I believe they're called Plantation Classics, and the Plantation Classics have the when they made the molasses, they have the unsulfured, of course, and then they have the first boil, which of molasses when you get that from the tree. This is, to me, total genius. In terms of they're taking hundreds of year old technique, and then they don't have to add an artificial ingredient, you see, to the molasses itself. It's got 20% of the calcium and 12% for the potassium that the body needs. It's the only natural way to get it in terms of the development of the immune system in some parts of the world. So I think that's worth a try for you to look into and work with. Now, if you look at the process of stem cell research to remake blood, you discover that it's been discovered with some stem cells that was donated. I won't say whose stem cells they are. Well, but yeah, okay. Well, but the idea is that it's been discovered that that lungs actually play a role in producing blood, and this was unexpected. And it normally the bone marrow is the one of the outsources of for blood supply, plus the spleen, and particularly for developing larger lymphocytes, which is a white cell that comes from the lymph gland, but it needs nutrients from other parts of the body. And platelets are produced in the lungs as a backup reservoir of blood stem cells. And so they are their chemical makeup apparently is to make up the blood supply when the bone marrow can't do it anymore. So these megakaryocytes are the cells that produce platelets, and they, you know, they've been found in the lung tissue, and they normally are in the bone marrow. So if stem cells can produce blood, and that's a what's called a progenitor, in other words, a progenitor cell is a stem cell going to give the signal to do that. Imagine that you can have in the lung the platelets form from stem cells. This is all in its research stage. But making blood and growing cells from a megakaryocyte signal system, do not ask me how that happened. because I would not be able to explain that. You take the idea of food, which you just discussed, I guess, inclusively, because people are going into snacks as a market. I think that's a 90, what is that market? I don't have the actual figures in front of me because I was doing the stock analysis. But I think from memory, I think that was a $95 million market. So you have the contamination of the water, feces, air, and radiation in the soil and in the plants that are grown on this earth. To test those subjects, you said first they say, well, we've done ultraviolet light in the field. We have units out there. The people who are picking the food are not defecating on the food, so we don't, that type of thing. And that's the real world of it. There has been developed a very interesting bacteria, which is dried, and this is it's a French company called Novolace. It has a headquarters in Dijon, France, and it has a United States office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And they have dried bacteria that are harmful to people, and you can place these dried surrogates as test subjects in the material of the food to determine if any harmful bacteria, such as salmonella, can grow, or and to determine if you can steam sterilize for botanical raw materials without having to culture it in the culture plate. In other words, if you culture it after you assume it, but you find out you add this to the actual food that you're using as a truck crop plant when you pick it. Now, this is an extraordinary invention because the transfer of the genetic signal is in the water. So, in other words, the water is necessary for the plants and for the food. But at the same time, if the surrogate bacteria is not infective but is only giving the signal, you now have the signal before the crop is picked. And this is a tremendous invention because the dried surrogate can last a long time, and the idea is now to use that surrogate bacteria in low water activity foods, particularly on spices and the rest of it. So this means that you can take a dry part of the plant, the dried way, particularly for spices, add the surrogate bacteria, and without culture, and to culture this to find out if the bacteria is there. By the time it takes too long, you see, to grow the bacteria on the blood plate, on the lactic plate. So this particular company out of France should be really paid attention to, in my opinion. I don't know what their valuation is. I don't think they have an IPO on the market. I think they will come out at, Snap. It came out, it had that inflated price. They do that all the time, the inflated price. But I think this particular Novolace coming out from this, if the public can figure out the basic value coming in the other way, I think that'll come out as $2 billion IPO. That's what I think that's going to come out on. And I won't have time to, on today's Third Life Hour, to present to you the fake news from Kennedy concerning his idea of autism is caused by bacteria And in terms of things, saying, well, it's, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, he had his press conference on February 15, 2017, to the National Press Club, and he was accompanied by Nico LaHood. He's a criminal district attorney from Texas, and then a Dell Big Tree producer of the anti-vaccine movie, and then Tony Muhammad, who's a reverend from the Nation of Islam, and Robert De Niro, who's a movie actor, as you know. And LaHood explained that one of his children had suffered from hives during the vaccine, and he was characterized as an autoimmune reaction that led to autism. Well, first of all, hives isn't an autoimmune reaction. It's a histamine-mediated reaction, actually. And then Tony Muhammad explained that a monkey virus that had contaminated early lots of polio vaccine had caused more than 90 million Americans to develop cancer. And there have been more than 30 epidemiology studies that has actually shown, really, that contaminating virus never caused cancer in people. But that was dismissed. And then of course, Robert Kennedy got into the Thimerosal vaccine causing autism, which the past 15 years, Thimerosal has been out of vaccines given to children for almost 15 years. So, but yet the autism has increased. And of course, that's from the interaction of the genetic system is called the Escalade syndrome of autism. And it's really part of another malady. In fact, one of the things, there's a syndrome called Dravet syndrome. And it's a genetic disorder. It's characterized, you know, by early onset of seizures and developmental delays. And this was kicking around in terms of research around 1980s. But the whole point is that I really recommend that you read Dr. Paul Offit's treatise titled "The Kennedy Pushing His Own Fake News." It's worth a read. It's going to take you a while to read it, but it'll come out of the Archives of Disease and Childhood. And I always try to use that as one of the many references that need to be made when analyzing the big projects. And I wanted to pass that on to you. Now you have a lawsuit, which is where, as an expert witness for certain projects in the world, particularly brain projects, but it's, this is where I got into trouble by the Black Caucus in Congress calling milk white. It was a Florida law case has been decided to vote cheese creamy and the creamy against Putnam, and it's in the 11th Circuit courts of the federal system. And the creamy they filed against the state of Florida, contending that the state's refusal to allow to call its product skim milk amounted to censorship and violation of the First Amendment. And the district court granted a summary judgment for the state of Florida, determining that the state's refusal to allow the creamy to use it in skim milk withstood scrutiny under the threshold of the central Hudson test for commercial speech regulations. We'll see you at the other end of the commercials. The call number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Hey, PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I welcome you aboard. And before I get into other kinds of legal analysis concerning the motive behind President Trump's executive order regarding entry to the United States, I want to have Chris from Las Vegas all coming in on Parker Pathways. Hello, Chris. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much for calling.
Boy, thank you so much. Blessings of love and appreciation. I do want to express the fact that I'm extremely remiss that you were in Las Vegas at the Gourmet Food Show and didn't give me the courtesy call that I could have had the opportunity to meet you, hopefully, before they psycholobotomize me and remove my brain where I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know it. I had surrogates that... at the program, because they were it was four blocks in size, you know, the food show, and I had chemical surrogates that I've been working with for years, and so that was the only way it could work. And one day I really hoped to make it to Las Vegas. I wanted it's one of my goals in life, actually. I want to have one more roll of the dice just for the hell of us, you know.
Well, Pat, I think you'll probably go for a horn high 11, maybe, or...
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Back
yeah.
to your law conversation, I'm in the process of trying to get in an emergency petition, a notice to the court, pursuant to the Dombrowski Doctrine on Dombrowski versus Pfister at 85 Supreme Court 1116 and Black's Law, page 5th edition, page 434. The man is entitled to an injunction in the federal court to preclude a state from threatening to prosecute him under a state statute that violates the doctrine of void for vagues because it's so broadly constructed. And as we well know when studying the law, like you do, that mere formulaic recitations of broad, vague, and general arbitrary and capricious word terms that are legally predatory and advantageous and probably psyche rapacious are not enough to state a claim without more particularity. And so these are some of the concepts I'm trying to invoke to preserve them from trying to violate my First Amendment duties to seek redress of grievances, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press, and freedom of exposing the truth.
I've been very impressed with what you've sent me concerning your situation. I haven't been able to get into it intellectually with as if we were doing voir dire. But the whole point is, I think you really have a very interesting situation.
Very indeed. Well, when you've got criminality by the government and they use all prongs of all their agencies and launch them against you as arrows to destroy you by any means or schemes they deem to be necessary or proper to keep themselves from being held accountable, it becomes a very dangerous situation for a mere common man as I am and you are. We're only one man on the planet, but we try to do what we can to prevent this from happening to others and ourselves. And I certainly wish you blessings of love and appreciation for all you do and have done for so many people on the planet, Dr. Nguyen. We're going to, we thank the world for the Creator for sending you to here to do what you have done for all of us and still continue to do this day. God bless America, and may the Creator help watch over and protect us from these demons that are trying to take over this country. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, very much for calling. And I hope that I will continue here on RBN. And there's a lot more at stake than meets the eye. And there's what I call developments in terms of like President Trump's executive order being thought of as a Muslim ban, even though there's no mention of Muslim peoples in the orders themselves. And the idea that is to make suggest anti-Muslim sentiment has been in the president's mind. In other words, it's the idea that what one says as an opinion can be used in the personal view of law cases. And in law, that's, you go to the four corners of the document. It's not a personal opinion. You go by the law. Precedent, in fact. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current State Director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is Parker Pedways, and we were venturing away from the law case of the misinterpretations of executive orders, and we're moving into another arena of what I call cosmic myths. But before we do that, I want to make sure I get Rich from Missouri. Hello, Rich. Thank you for calling the program.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Just a quick question. I had a friend who fought in Korea, and he, I remember him telling me he had to make an emergency dive into a side of the road, I guess, where they were. I guess the Koreans, they use human waste on their food crops. And I just wanted to ask you, do they still do that there in Korea? Is it a tradition that's kind of going away? Or I mean, I'm sure they probably did it out of necessity. And the second question is, can you address that? I think it's that independent board on the death panels that was, if they didn't get rid of on the 2nd of February, that it was permanent. Could you comment on that, please? And I came in at halftime, so
that's okay.
I missed it.
I'm gonna bring it in anyway. The one thing about each hour is built on the other hour, and then each show is built on the other show. So there's no problem. Very quickly, you're asking two very important questions for several reasons. Korea still uses human feces for their foods, but outcome from that. You see, in Taiwan and China and in Korea, they have restaurants now that, and they have been doing this for, I would say, about a year and a half, where they have plates in the shape of urinals and toilets. Not many people have toilets in the Orient, and except for Trump toilets. They call them Trump toilets because when Trump built his hotels, he put toilets in the hotels, and that was very foreign to him. But the thing is that food eaten off the plate of a toilet or even a fountain. Of course, that's part of the United Nations training of young children in United States. It's called the SIPA conflict, and I talk about it every once in a while. It travels around. It's a faucet in the shape of a toilet, and they have children scooping the water up in a spoon and getting their mind trained to drink recycled water. And this has been going on in the United States, United Nations sponsorship for a little more than 5 years. And in Korea, they have that in plus. In other words, they have the restaurants with the food preparation, with the shape of the toilet and the rest of it, to remind them of the vigorous nutrition of human feces. But the other side of that point is that they raise a lot of spices and herbs in the Oriental countries, and particularly in South Korea and in China and Taiwan. In fact, there's a huge economic war going on about herbs from Taiwan or China, as the case may be. Many herbs in the United States are sold by state-by-state restrictions. A lot of the good stuff you can't get anymore. And that's a result of fecal fertilizer and water in the foods. But there's another reason. The people in these parts of the world are not exempt, as they're not exempt in the United States, for a fall in the immune system. And specifically, all of the alphas. In other words, the alpha organs, for organ transplants, and the kind of proteins that are necessary for organ transportation in the immune system's panel, that can affect immunosuppression. So this affects not only organ transplants, it all affects the HeLa groups, which are A, B, and C, are closely possible. These are tissue types, A, B, C, and D, and they are affected by the eating of the food that has been fertilized by human feces and water. And this is happening in the United States, as I said. So the HeLa groups A, B, and C are the ones that are highly affected in the transfer from the Orient for the food and plus the eating and the drinking of the food in that way. On the death panel, it's been continued. I've got a lot of hints in the second hour of today's Parker Pathways. But these now are going to be strong-armed. Before, the Health and Human Services had complete control of this, which they do now. They, under Obamacare, they answered directly to the president. Obama had in the organization chart there are 199 agencies with Obamacare, and Obama had the last word on the death panel, and you know they used to carry it around in his golf card that he had. He had golf cards, and he had the orders for drones for killing people, and then he had the golf cart card for decisions made on decisions that were going to be the death penalty. All that's in play, and now, of course, it'll be a hard decision. This is because you've got a former senator in there and a doctor on top of it, and he'll have a little more of a value system to use in order to make the determination of who lives and dies. Are you still with me, Rich?
Yes, sir, I am. Love and gratitude towards you. I appreciate the coverage of that.
Yeah, that's the real world, and the public does not realize what damage was done by the conservative Republicans with their selfish BS crap of saying, well, I'm for my constituents. They killed their constituents legally by leaving it there. Everyone talks about premiums for Obamacare, which are very real, and they are part of the problem. But that is child's play, compared to what's going to happen with what's called the XY artificial intelligence algorithm from Watson concerning the decision on the diagnostic code for your disease. And that'll determine the price. The price is determined by doctors. People don't realize that. And the hospitals have their administrative system, which is separate from making their deals. So this means that they make money based upon people's illness. And that is not a surprise. The difference is now they're going to have the full Monty of the XY matrix in terms of that algorithms for who lives and dies based upon the full effect of the merits of what you're worth to live. So, and you're going to have a doctor doing it. So it's showtime. And I don't think the public, you know, it's sad to me, not in your case, the fact that you even asked the question puts you 1,000% up on a few million people in this country that ask the question, well, what about that death penalty? What does that affect on me? See? And they say, well, what is your contribution to society, Rich? You've done certain things. These are your merit. That's the matrix mathematics and the algorithm. That's put into the machine. It's put into the pool of information on top of it. So this is why they want people to have analysis of their DNA so that they can be in that pool to make a diagnosis based upon what the pool answer is. If the pool answer, let's say, of 60 million DNA schematics come out differently than what Richmond, Missouri has, then they have to figure out if you're going to live or die or not. That's the way it's going to work. So it's premiums are only going to be based upon the concept of what the doctor sets in terms of their decision process with the hospital. But now the government's going to say to the hospital and the insurance companies, you can charge anything you want if you think, and here's the key sentence, if you think that person should live. See? That's the sentence that's going to be in the clause. The next time you see your policy, if you have one, you look for that sentence. You're going to see it. So I think it's going to be in paragraph 3. Roman numeral 3. Are you okay, Rich?
I'll look for it. I'll look for it.
Well, listen, thank you very much for calling. And really, and you call again.
God bless. Thank you.
The whole thing comes down to, very quickly, it looks like I'm going to have to cover the case in points, that one of the things that happened, let's see, what is the idea of a leftist having an opinion on the grounds of a personal view of a law case, which is against constitutional writing, which I've already covered. But let's add that to the story of the change of the world maps in classrooms to make America look smaller. And this was to satisfy the Muslim students and the black students. And I found that to be, you know, psychologically on Sustine's book on the mold of the brain, on how to believe, have a different belief system. Yeah, the California Senator Feinstein has helped her husband to get a lot of government contracts, and with the government as a family business. Senator Feinstein, of course, you know, interviewing the potential Supreme Court justice and talking about his opinions that, in fact, if he would be for the little guy, that's kind of indicated by the fact of Senator Feinstein's, you know, getting business for her husband through the government is very interesting. And, of course, that divesting the California stock and retirement funds, if you build the wall, which I've already mentioned, but you add that to the fact that they have to ask that to the Supreme Court, potential Court justice, kind of tells you where they are. And the cities for the water situation are concerned about the reinjection of the recycled water, which has got its own dangers. And, of course, they've been doing that for some time, using city golf courses to reinject the water to make that the city there for a year. And then they say, well, we got the water out of the ground, you know, but they don't tell you they had it in a, you know, in a tank. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that contaminated water is, of course, used as a mixture into the groundwater for the drinking water. So, in other words, you're going to have three types of chemistries involved, you see, and that can affect the lower intestine. This is why a lot of probiotics are not working. You take Giardia, which is a cyst in the water, which was the reason they claimed that they put the ammonia in the water. But the Giardia has a way of creating fat molecules in terms of a toxicity. So when the idea of that cyst is in there, that's a reason for making the water, you know, transfer a different proteome of fat. And, of course, you can tell if the water is contaminated in another way by looking at your feces in the toilet water. If your feces look a little waxy and they float a little more than they usually do, that means that the chemistry of the bacterium is in the water, because those bacterium produce that fat molecule, which is when it goes into the intestine and it causes a different moiety. Dr. John Holden from Stanford on this, putting the sterols in the drinking water to decrease the population, which I talked about for, what was it, 4.5 years on this program, and that was one of the mediums by which to transport the sterols, is through the fat molecule. Another story that was the signing by President Obama of 1233 for the intelligence agencies to receive information in, from the intelligence group that was monitoring the Trump and his group, signing the 1233, of course, places in the fact that, based upon the outcome, they can talk about Nancy Pelosi wants to impeach President Trump as soon as possible, and so does the Black Caucus. The people who call me a racist because I call milk white. But the thing comes down to the fact that we're talking, that's an impeachable act, and even though Obama's out of presidency, but it'll be another way of handling it. Oh, and Hollywood. My Hollywood friends tell me that I've got to stop being favorable to Trump or they won't talk to me again. Well, I guess I won't talk to you again. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.
Sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
This is Parker Pathways, and we just have a few minutes, but I want to make sure that we get Steve from Virginia. Hello, Steve. Thank you for calling the program. We only have a few minutes, but I'm glad you called.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, we are always blessed by your program. I wanted to ask a couple questions if you have time. One had to do just kind of an update on the chemtrail situation. Has this increased? I wonder these flights. But then the other question you're mentioning of the 10,000 a day coming in the Black Plains, these refugees. Does Trump know? Is he aware of this? And does he? Do you think he may be trying to form some kind of a plan, a response to curb this, along with his desire to vet the people in general?
Yeah, I can't answer for President Trump and the determination of the people they're bringing in. The aim from my last show was Expose the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 75-1. They want to increase this with the help of orderly migrations from private sector entities. In other words, private financing. But the whole thing is that the President of the General Assembly of the United Nations is organizing these informal groups, and so as to have by 2018 these sessions where they would organize and bring in even more people when they reach their 100 million level. So somebody in the UN and someone in the government would have to know about that. And the idea they get a Social Security number and a green card and plus transportation to a city, and they drop them off, and there you are. So they're actually someone in the government would have to know which private agencies the United Nations is trying to support, and it's very big and it's serious because there's no vetting. I mean, you just dropped off and they get a pack of cigarettes and the passport and the Social Security number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the thing and the other thing, and that's against the Constitution of the United States on its face. So why should that be approved on the United Nations scale? I mean, that should be stopped in its tracks by the United Nations ambassador, who is sitting not more than four seats away from the Muslim countries. So the whole thing, I think to her left, is there are four Muslim countries. To the right are the presentations on the same row as coming from India and Russia. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could meet in the bathroom and figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole thing is, somebody knows, you know? And you know what that'll do to the United States? It's over. The United States is done. And it turns out,
I mean it.
The thing is that if something does not change on that determination, we're out of business.
Yeah.
And I think the end of my show is coming, but chemtrails are increasing.
Increasing, yeah.
Yeah, because they want to have what's called the reseeding to cover the earth with a shale to protect the earth from the sun. That's their idea, to cover with chemicals. I gotta go, Steve. My show's over, but I'm sure glad you called.
Thank you very much. Many blessings.
Absolutely. Thank you. I want to thank everyone and my producer. I want to thank my producer for making this show possible and working it through, and the listeners and the people that support Parker Pathways. Support the station, and we'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time.
Was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to
yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is from the old school.